With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz. Michigan U.S. Senator Carl Levin's questioning how the military leaders of Pakistan could have been unaware that Osama bin Laden was living in a large compound north of the country's capital. Levin, who's chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, called the supportive statement from Pakistan's president Monday reassuring, but the Democrat says it's hard to believe no one was aware of bin Laden's whereabouts. Detroit Mayor Dave Bing's administration could release its five-year deficit elimination plan for the city of Detroit later today. Talks start this week with each of the unions representing city workers for benefit concessions in the two retirement systems toward reducing contributions. Bing says a development of the big picture should be in over the next few days. Well, gas prices rose to an all-time high for West Michigan Monday, with many stations charging $4.29 a gallon for regular unleaded. The previous peak was $4.24 in the summer of 2008. It's a supply issue, according to GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan. He says Exxon reported a refinery problem at their facility outside Chicago Friday that led to an increase in wholesale prices the same day of 16 cents a gallon. One of the four men sentenced for the Christmas Day vandalism of Bronner's Christmas Wonderland in Frankenmuth is asking to be released from his upcoming jail sentence for two summer activities. Ryan Buchler appeared before the judge to ask for a release from his 101-day jail sentence to attend summer business program at Albion College and a training camp for the Albion football team. With your Michigan headline news, I'm Casey Cruz.